Deus in auditorium meum intende.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Mary to the tomb returning, racked by sorrow and dismay, angels' consolation spurning, from them turn to grief away. Then the gardener there discerning, asked him where the body lay. She beheld in her despairing what she could not then surmise, was her master thus preparing his appearance to her eyes. Till his voice her name declaring made her turn and recognize. When with rapture she was bending to embrace her risen Lord, "Touch me not, I am ascending to my Father," was his word. Greater blessings he is sending than this moment can accord. Glory be to God and honor to the Father and the Son, and with them the Holy Spirit, ever three and ever one, who with joy fills all creation while eternal ages run. Amen.
Jesus said to Mary, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" "I rejoiced when I heard them say, 'Let us go to God's house,' and now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Jesus said to Mary, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?"
"They have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have put him. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain do the watchers keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. The sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. They have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have put him. Jesus said, Mary. She turned to him and said, Rabboni, which means teacher. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood, we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Jesus said, Mary. She turned to him and said, Rabboni, which means teacher. A reading from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans. We know that God makes all things work for the good of those who have been called according to his decree. Those who he foreknew, he predestined to share the image of his Son, so the Son might be the firstborn among many brothers. Those he predestined, he likewise called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. Mary, do not weep. The Lord is risen from the dead.
Mary, do not weep. The Lord is risen from the dead.
Go to my brothers and say to them,
the Lord is risen from the dead.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Mary, do not weep. The Lord is risen from the dead.
Mary ran and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini, eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Mary ran and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord. Alleluia.
Through the intercession of holy women, let us pray for the church in these words. Be mindful of your church, Lord. Through all the women martyrs who conquered bodily death by their courage, strengthen your church in the hour of trial.
Be mindful of your church, Lord.
Through married women who have advanced in grace by holy matrimony, make the apostolic mission of your church fruitful.
Be mindful of your church, Lord.
Through widows who eased their loneliness and sanctified it by prayer and hospitality, help your church reveal the mystery of your love to the world.
Be mindful of your church, Lord.
Through mothers who have borne children for the kingdom of God and the human community, help your church bring all men to a rebirth in life and salvation.
Be mindful of your church, Lord.
Through all your holy women who have been worthy to contemplate the light of your countenance, let the deceased members of your church exult in that same vision forever.
Be mindful of your church, Lord.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, whose only begotten Son entrusted Mary Magdalene before all others with announcing the great joy of the resurrection, grant, we pray, that through her intercession and example we may proclaim the living Christ and come to see him reigning in your glory,
who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit,
God, forever and ever. Amen. Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia. Quia quem eruisti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Deum, alleluia. O Queen of Heaven, take delight, alleluia. He whom you merited to bring to birth, alleluia. He is risen just as he said, alleluia. Pray for us to God, alleluia. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.